ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Khalfan.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome once again to yet another episode of The Bridge, a program in which we try to discuss the different supplications of Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam, supplications that have come in the form of a prayer manual known as As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyya. We have been discussing the eighth supplication of this prayer manual, and we are still contemplating on the first phrase of the first verse, and that is Allahumma inni أعوذ بك من هيجان الحرص. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the agitation of craving, or agitation of greed, as we said that craving here is the negative kind of craving, and that is greed. We were discussing about the solution of greed. We already talked about the causes of greed. And obviously, we can't limit the causes to the two things that we have mentioned. There can be other circumstances. So this is just a presentation of some of the causes. And we talked about solutions. One of the solutions that we talked about is how we train our children while they are young. And we talked about it a bit in detail, so now we will not go back to that. But another thing that has been mentioned in the riwayat is to now force onto yourself a condition, and that is the condition of qana'a. Qana'a is that kind of being satisfied with what is needed.
Rabbana. A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
As we just mentioned, that one of the solutions of greed which has come in some of the riwayat is al-qana'a, satisfaction of what is actually required from a person, that a person doesn't exceed the limit. He is satisfied with what is needed by him. That is what is the qana'a, the spirit of qana'a. And one who has the spirit of qana'a is also known as the richest. He is the richest of people, because you find that the person who doesn't have qana'a always is in his problems and tries to solve the problems to get more and more and more, and he's never at rest. In some of the riwayat, we are clearly told that this greedy person who is always after wealth or after position and all these things, after worldly gains, you find huwa fi ta'abin. He is always in the state of ta'ab and problems, and doesn't realize that his life is not going on well. But the person who is qani', who is satisfied with what is needed, actually, you find that the person is at rest and he's the richest. You find that even in the state of being of a middle class, let's say, he doesn't have so much in his bank, all right, but still, he's all right, he's healthy, he does the right things, he thinks well, he doesn't have health issues, he doesn't have psychological issues, and he's very constructive. And sometimes we find he's so successful also in his businesses, you know. Not that you should not do business and get wealth, no. But this state of qana'a is very important. Look at this beautiful hadith of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. It was said to him, bima yudawa al-hirs, with what can greed be treated? Bima yudawa al-hirs, he said, faqala, لن تنتقم من حرسك مثل بمثل القناعة. You are not going to avenge for your greed. It's as if, you know, you are going against an enemy, because the word intiqam is used here. لن تنتقم من حرسك بمثل القناعة. It's this state of satisfaction which is the best that will enable you to be in the state of qana'a, to be in the state of, you know, to fight against your greed, and that is qana'a.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
As we were mentioning the hadith of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, whereby he says, Bima yudawa al-hirs, with what is greed treated, with what quality that do we treat greed? He says, lan meaning you will never, lan tantaqim also shows that it is an enemy that is inside you. You will never avenge or take revenge of your greed like the way you take revenge with being satisfied for what is needed, بِمِثْلِ الْقِنَاعَ. So this shows that qana'a is something very, very important if you want to fight against your greed. But it is not the way we just say it, that, you know, okay, I'm now trying to, I'm deciding to be, to observe qana'a, for example. It's not like that. There's a whole, we can say, struggle that a person has to go through, which the ethicians, as well as mystical scholars, mention. If a person really wants to fight against the vices that he has to go through certain stages, and he has to follow certain instructions that will enable slowly and gradually for him to change. Because, okay, one of the solutions that we said was that we should take care of the child. Now we have already grown. We are already grown. And now we, as elders, know that we have this vice of greed. How to solve it? One of the things is this: try to practice qana'a. But if you can't, and you know that, you know, it's the state of hirs and greed has overwhelmed you, what should you do? In this case, there is a whole struggle that ethicians mention. They have about 4 to 5 instructions that, inshallah, we will discuss in our next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
You've been listening to Sheikh Alfan in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد